Let me just ask you to reach back into the Wayback Machine to a young Brad Good on the streets of Chicago trying to find your way in. And so tell me about one of those early jam sessions.
It seems like I've always been going to jam sessions. And jam sessions are the way that people learned to play jazz before jazz was being taught in school. I'm an educated musician in that I have 2 degrees in classical music, but I'm what you would call a self-taught jazz musician in that I've never taken a course or a lesson in jazz formally. So all the jazz I learned in jam sessions. The best jam session I was ever at was Von Freeman's jam session at the Apartment Lounge on the south side of Chicago. And I started going to Von's jam session when I was about 18 years old, and I wasn't even really old enough to legally be in there. But he looked out for me. It was a wonderful experience, and Von was there on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. for 30 years.
That's how you get your 10,000 hours in.
Yeah.
That's a standing gig, right?
Yeah, and there were no breaks, of course. That was 6 hours of playing without a break.
For what you've set up at your jam sessions on Monday night at the Muse in Lafayette, first, musicians have to be brave enough to get that axe out of their trunk and bring it in, and then they got to step up there.
Yeah.
What's the climate like?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think to understand is that a jam session is not an open mic. They're different things, right? So a jam session... A good jam session, at least I hope that's what we're trying to do, is have a good one. It's not a place where anybody can get up and do anything they want. It's a place where the music is respected. So if you have the preparedness to be able to play with jazz musicians who know what they're doing, then of course it's super inviting. If you don't have that readiness, if you don't understand songs and song forms and how to keep time and how to function in a band, then you're not quite ready to go to a jam session. And we have players as young as 13 and 14 participating with us, you know, all the time. And we try to make it comfortable and welcoming for them. And we have players in their 80s who participate with us. So it's really a kind of a welcoming thing, but to answer your question, I think it could be intimidating for a person who's not used to meeting the rather rigorous expectations of the music and being able to do it without preparation. But it's a wonderful experience in helping people understand what needs to happen to make jazz sound like good music.
As a musician prepares for a jam session, do they need to just have a grasp of the Great American Songbook, the jazz standards? So if you call out Cherokee or Body and Soul, they're ready in that way?
Repertoire is very important. And at all the jam sessions I went to in Chicago and in other places, as I've been learning to play all these years, one of the most important things was the acknowledgement that if you didn't know a song, you shouldn't play on it. And so for my mentors, knowing the song meant knowing it without reading it. If you're reading the song out of a book, or if you're reading now, people have changes in their iPhones, you don't know the song. So you're not really prepared to play on it in a level which is interactive with other musicians. So at my jam session, we're like the old school jam sessions. No charts are permitted. And that's the only rule, really. And then I, as the person kind of being the traffic cop at the jam session, I make sure all the people who are on stage at that moment find a song in common that makes all of them comfortable. We don't force anybody to play on a song they're not comfortable with. As a matter of fact, what will happen is, let's say we have 6 people on the stage and we're looking for a song and 5 people agree and 1 person doesn't know the song, then I'll ask that person to take a seat and not play and come back on the next song and then go out of my way to try to find a song that makes them comfortable. Having repertoire is a big part of the ability to play, to participate in the music, period. And going to jam sessions for any musician is a way to find out what the community's common repertoire is. So by showing up, you can find out what tunes are being played in your community, and then you can participate as you learn those tunes.
Throw out the welcome mat.
If you have a little bit of experience and you understand and you have some repertoire of some commonly played tunes, or you can play on a blues form or things like that, you're ready to join us, and we'll make you comfortable by inviting you to play on a song that you know. And if you're a very experienced player, anywhere from been playing for a few years up to the most experienced players in our community, we especially value your participation, because your ability to be there and set the standard for the music is what makes the jam session work. It's what makes it valuable to everybody else. We're having 30 young musicians there every Monday or so. Once in a while, we have a few of the more experienced musicians, and I'd like to throw out an invitation to everybody, but especially to my fellow old people who've been playing for a while. We need you, and it's almost your civic duty to share your experience and your knowledge with the people who are trying to learn the music. It's what makes this whole thing work.